It's Mark Snyder at PMP Network. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you.
For all you folks out there who don't know who Bruce Last is, well, Bruce has invented something to help us with a problem that many of us have. Butt crack odor. Stinky butt crack. That's right. It's a derriere freshener. It's called Sphincterine. And it's a funny idea, and it's actually been getting a play all over the place. I know that that Bruce has been on the Howard Stern Show and VH1 Reality Wrap-Up and many other shows. It's something that that it's kind of funny, but I mean, you know, it's also a practical usage. Tell us a little bit about how you came to invent this product.
Well, I like to consider myself the Thomas Edison of ass. Well, originally, you know, I was just in a situation with a girlfriend of mine, and she complained about me not being as clean as I possibly should be on a particular day, that she was in a spontaneous mood.
Uh-huh.
And I started thinking, I'm a chemist by trade, and I started thinking that this is a situation that's probably, you know, it's common to a lot of people, and no one's ever addressed it. So I went into the lab, and I started thinking, there's products for foot odor, there's products for, you know, underarm deodorant, there's mouthwash, there's all these different things, and no one has really hit the, what I like to call, the last frontier of personal hygiene. And then I went and had a Sphincterine astringent trademarked, and I came out with the product, and it's been really doing well.
You say it's been doing well. How well has it been doing in terms of sales?
Well, we've sold close to 100,000 of between the towelettes and the bottle, the bottles.
Wow.
Of the product. So, you know, and that's 100,000 units. So, you know, the math is there. We're doing really well with it. It's, you know, like you said, it's kind of a funny idea, but it's really, you know, it's a serious thing. People use deodorant every day. Why not clean the other side of town as well?
Well, you know, next you might want to go for the frontage on the male side there, a little cleaning thing there, you know. The women have theirs.
Don't think we haven't come up with some products for that, too. There's going to be a lot of product coming out. If you don't mind me mentioning the website is kind of funny. We had to do this kind of tongue-in-cheek. The website is called mintyass.com. Now, on the website, there's a page of astimonials, which are real letters and pictures that people sent in. We've gotten so many of them, and a lot of them we couldn't put on the website. It's a clean website, so feel free to look at it while you're at work. You won't get in trouble.
So are the pictures of asses on there?
Yes, but it's clean. I mean, it's not like the harder-edged stuff we absolutely left off the website. But there's a bunch of astimonials. My favorite, well, the first one is great. It's someone said it's like Altoids for your ass. But one of my favorite ones is... there's two women from Toronto, Canada, who sent me a lovely picture of them in a bathing suit. And they said, we love Sphincterine so much on the back, we put a little on the front side, too.
So, there you go.
Yeah, God bless them.
Well, there's many products for the front side of women, but there aren't any for the front side of men that I can remember.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sphincterine would certainly work for that, too. It has all natural ingredients. It's clean. It's refreshing. And let's face it, you know, it's a great product to give you confidence throughout your day. And if you're going on a special date or you just want to feel good about yourself, you could swab the deck.
I think it's, you know, it's a very clever campaign, but it actually the towelettes are refreshing.
Yeah, well, we sent you a bunch, so
I've used them, and I'm actually, you know, distributed them to the employees, you know, to make sure that we have fresh, minty employees there, you know.
That's great. Well, that's one way to improve the workforce.
Exactly. You want everybody's ass to smell good, you know. You can't help the pit sometimes, but, you know, at least their bums will smell good.
Absolutely.
And the minty smell can come and actually overpower the pit odor, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Now, are you going to actually make any deodorant-type products as well?
Well, I've developed a number of products in my career, and this probably not under this moniker, not with the Sphincterine. We're keeping it below the belt, which, by the way, was one of the possible names for the product that we originally came up with.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to call it Below the Belt. We were going to call it Moon Glow. We were going to call it Heine Mints. But truly, Sphincterine Astringent.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Bruce, that if people have colds in their ass, they'll be doing well because I know you have golden seal and echinacea in it.
Absolutely.
And zinc as well.
Yes, so it's very good.
So, I mean, no one's going to be sneezing out their ass when they use this stuff.
Absolutely. And if they do, it's going to be a breath of fresh air.
Exactly. You use a lot of, you know, good stuff like Dead Sea Salt and things like that. How long did it take you to come up with the exact formula that we have here in the bottles?
A couple of months. I mean, we looked at what other people were doing with wipes and cleansers, and if you look at the ingredient disclosure on any kind of baby wipe or any kind of towelette, just loaded with chemicals. And we decided, let's spend a little extra time and come up with some really nice, clean ingredients that you know, won't hurt you and that will certainly help and make you feel good. And there's natural peppermint and spearmint oil in there. So we have, on MintyAss.com, we have our spokesperson who goes by the name of Pucker the Starfish.
Right.
And Pucker's our little starfish, and Pucker is on every package. And Pucker says it tingles. And he even does a little song called the Tingle Jingle. So feels good. You feel confident. You feel that it's working because that tingle lasts for a little while. And it's just a great product. Makes you feel good. I use it all the time.
I have a question for you, though, that's somewhat serious here, because all your products, the wipe and the liquid, say on it, for external use only, when the ass is really not all external.
Well, if you've seen some of the ass testimonials we got, you're going to know that we had to be very careful with how we word things. You could certainly use it in that area, and you could certainly apply it as needed. But some people just take the whole thing a little bit further. And with FCC regulations the way they are, it's better for me maybe not to say. But you can feel confident using the product in that area as you would. I mean, just some people are just a little off the wall.
Yes, they are.
I might be one of them.
Some people are off the wall, but you know, it says over here, use a small liberal amount of sphincterine onto a washcloth or tissue and apply directly to the area as needed. So again, you could apply this to any area of the body that needs minting up.
Right. Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
The ingredients are clean enough that you can use it as a mouthwash. That's how clean it is.
So you can actually gargle with this stuff.
You can gargle with sphincterine.
But so you don't recommend that, though, do you?
Well, no. I mean, it's certainly not what the product is positioned for. But if by chance someone would have to, by accident, taste some sphincterine, nothing would happen that would be bad. It would actually be okay.
Because I mean, everything in here pretty much is natural ingredients, from vitamin C and witch hazel extract to aloe vera. I mean, you know, that's pretty.
Yep, all clean.
Coconut oil.
No alcohol. It's really a nice, clean product. And my experience in the natural product industry has certainly allowed me to come up with a product that works really well and that is also very healthy and clean for you to use.
Well, I am more than thrilled to be talking with Bruce Last, a poop shoot perfume creator. It's amazing that you came up with this product in the first place, and even more amazing how well it's doing. But it's fun, and it actually has a practical product as well. So folks out there, if you want to get some sphincterine of your own, you can just go to MintyAss, that's MintyAss.com, and you can order pretty much everything you want. It's not that expensive either, right?
No, I mean, well, you can't put a price on a clean ass, I'll tell you that much. But we kept it very reasonable, and it's a great product. It's a great conversation piece. It's I'm a younger guy, so I'll occasionally go out to a bar. I will put these on the bar, and you just watch people pick it up and read it, and it just creates crowds, and everybody starts laughing. It's very, very funny.
Now, if you're dating, this is a good thing to keep out in the bathroom, because women and guys, we like to go into the bathrooms of the people we date to check and see what they got here. You know, if they have wart cream or something, you're out the door. Or, this is something that shows the date that you have a nice fresh ass. And
yeah, it says something about you. I mean, there was a Seinfeld episode, and she had some kind of wart cream or something, or an antifungal cream.
Yeah, it was for a dog or something,
right,
like
exactly.
That. Yeah.
So if you're just showing off your bottle of sphincterine in your bathroom, it just tells volumes about what kind of guy you are or what kind of girl you are.
Exactly.
By the way, and I say that, this is not only for guys. My demographic for the product is anybody with an ass.
Exactly. Now, my dog needed a little freshening up, and I used one of the wipes on my dog. And Lucy loved it. She told me that, woof, woof. So I knew that she really enjoyed it.
That's excellent.
So my dog has a minty fresh ass right now. And so do I.
Well,
and it's something that I think the whole family should have.
Sure.
You know, the family that minty asses together stays together.
I got to agree.
Yeah. Well, Bruce, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Hey, pleasure talking to you. You're really funny.
Well, it looks on everything. But folks out there, you can go to mintyass.com and actually check out the cool starfish on the site.
That's Pucker. Yeah. Hey, you want an 800 number? Would that help too?
Sure. Go ahead.
Sure. It's 1-800-527-8123.
587-123-8123.
That's it.
587-8123. And folks who are computer illiterate can go there and call just to get the order. But if you want to just go check out the site first and then be inspired to order, you can go to mintyass.com.
Yes, there's a section there called Frequently Asked Questions.
Mm.
So it's all there for you.
It sounds like a wonderful product. And when you come up with the next product, especially if it's like I can really see you coming up with some kind of male genitalia stuff.
I think you got something there.
I think that's the next thing, because there is nothing like it around.
You're right.
And you know, I noticed that the younger people out using something called Axe spray.
Yeah.
And they're using it in that area.
Very true.
Because it's an area that the women are, you know, sometimes attracted to. So you need to come up with something minty fresh for that area. And when you do, you can give me partial credit, and also you can come on the show and we'll promote it for you.
Well, that sounds good. You know, I have a problem with the name of a product called Axe used in that area. But besides that, I challenge you to come up with a great name.
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, a personal deodorant for the front side.
How about Pecker Up?
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Run out and trademark it today.
You can do that. For you.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, pal.
Good to talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.